for the first time since the Boeing 737 MAX planes were grounded around the world, Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg faced shareholders and reporters at the company's annual shareholders meeting today in Chicago. The MAX planes have been grounded following two fatal crashes. We're joined now by Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And let's listen here to some of what Muilenburg had to say today about whether there was a design flaw in the MAX following a number of whistleblowers who voiced concerns about the airplane.
We haven't seen a technical slip or gap in terms of the fundamental design and certification of the approach. That said, we know this is a link in both accidents that we can break. That's a software update that we know how to do. We own it, and we will make that update. And this will make the airplane even safer going forward. And I'm confident with that change, it will be one of the safest airplanes ever to fly.
Jill, are people going to believe him that it's going to be one of the safest airplanes ever to fly?
Yeah, I think they got a ways to go. I mean, first of all, there, as I see it, four different constituencies. You know, we've got passengers. And remember, each of us now has the ability to go online and see which airplane our airline is actually flying, and we could choose different equipment. So we've got the passengers, we've got the pilots, and they were among some of the biggest worriers around some of these concerns. There are the regulators, and that might include lawmakers as well, and then shareholders. And I don't think they are there yet. I think there has to be a lot more proof to these findings by the company and seeing whether they play out with the regulators themselves.
Let's listen to a little bit more from the meeting. Here's a reporter pressing Muilenburg today.
You have stopped short of saying that there was a mistake made in the process. How do you win back trust when there are some that feel you have a real credibility issue when Boeing has not come out and said, you know, we didn't do this right?
Yeah, I think those are very fair questions again, and we've again probed on those same questions ourselves. We've gone back and looked at both accidents. We've done deep assessments of our airplane and the design, and we've confirmed that the MCAS system, as originally designed, did meet our design and safety analysis criteria and our certification criteria.
So, Jill, you talked about the four constituencies. I would add another, which you can hear there, which is people that might sue Boeing, and he doesn't want to admit too much because it could open them up to more lawsuits.
Yeah, and there are plenty of lawsuits that have already started. I think that there's going to be some real deep dive, and a lot of news outlets have done it already. We've done it at CBS News. You've done it at NPR. They're doing it at the New York Times. Is there a larger cultural issue at work here? We know that Boeing has expanded, and when they've gone into other markets like South Carolina, away from Seattle, have we had people trained as well? How is the company trying to balance three goals, some of which can be in conflict at the same time? That's safety, quality, but speed to get these planes out the door. And I think this is really going to be core to defense of some of those lawsuits.
And just remind us how important Boeing is to the U.S. economy.
Well, you know, it is pretty amazing because you think about aircraft sales as, they're about $50 billion a year. We know that Boeing is almost half of that. We also know that Boeing is a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Mm-hmm. Boeing's performance, however, I will say they've lost about 10% of the value since the March 10th crash. Boeing stock is still up 18% this year. Hmm. That's actually better than the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 13%.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Great to be with you.